we go. Tuesday edition of the South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hackelaw along with Lisa Zizian. It's time now for our Tech Talk segment. David Snell from AxSmart IT.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
Ah, yes. Disney Plus.
Everything changes.
All the magic.
You ready for this?
Ah, everything Disney. All right, David, good morning.
Hi, David.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Lisa.
Wow, it sounds exciting.
It is exciting. All the magic in Disney Plus. It's been a short week's time since they've launched, and already there are thousands of Disney Plus usernames and passwords showing up on the dark web for sale.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Okay, so what do we need to know here
already?
Yeah, how'd
this happen?
Just started.
Well, we don't assume that it was a Disney Plus breach. We do believe, most of the folks in the industry believe, that it's people who just have reused their passwords again. Many folks use the same password on many different websites just to make it easy to remember it. Well, if that password is breached in some manner, and you may have been breached and not know it, then, in fact, they're going to try that password and username on every service that's available. Mm.
This is what happened. This is the whole back to the password thing about I have the same password for everything in my life conversation.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, I get it. Memorizing dozens of passwords or even more than dozens is not fun. And everything, almost everything we do today needs a password. So fortunately, there is a solution, and we've talked about it before. Password managers, they keep track of your logins, help input them when needed, and even can create randomized passwords for every site and service you use. So I think it's important that people look at some type of a password manager if you're guilty of reusing passwords on many different sites, or many different logins.
Now, the password managers, is it, say I have multiple devices, right? I'm using a phone, the smartphone, I'm using the iPad, I'm using a laptop, maybe I'll bounce to a desktop at home. Does it work on everything?
You know, as long as you do your research ahead of time, there are many passwords that do work on every device that you have. For instance, we use LastPass, him and I do. And with that, it works on every device we have. It's web-based with LastPass, so no matter what I log into, even if I log into someone else's computer, I can open my LastPass, or I can open it on my phone and do what I want to do on the internet, whether I'm at home or not, or in the office. So that's one of the ones that's I think is a good solution. There is a free version, and then there's the version that we pay a minimal amount of money for. I think it's $12 a year that lets Pam and I share passwords back and forth. So if she sets something up and I want to get access to it, she can just share the password with me, and it's available in my LastPass.
Oh, well,
it's a
that's
family
smart.
Plan.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. That sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. LastPass would be one that people could try then.
Yeah, and there are many more out there. LastPass we've used for many years and have been very happy with it. So that's the warning, and that's what folks should be looking at, is some type of password manager, not the little piece of paper under the keyboard, the things that we remember from the old days, and not the same password that you use for all your online sites. When you're talking about passwords, though, you know, sometimes you use the same password again on your bank account, and that's not a very smart thing to do. So the next step for protecting everyone is two-factor authentication.
Yeah.
And everyone, you know what that is, right?
That's where you have to add your phone number in, usually.
Correct. And you're going to get a code when you try to log in. You're going to get a code that's going to let you log in with your password. It doesn't replace the password, but it gives you one more level of authentication before you get into that website.
Yeah, I've been used to that. One of the other places I work for, David, and it had the computer, and I log in with my own password, but then when I go to enter to fill out my hours, you have to go to some kind of work page. It doesn't let me open it up automatically. It sends a PIN number to my phone, and then I got to enter that in there, and then finally get in. And I guess it's supposed to be safety, so that no one else, I guess, gets in there.
It is, as long as you have your phone.
Yeah,
you're usually pretty safe on that. The hackers are finding ways to get around the texting versions. They can intercept your text like that.
Oh,
but then they need to know they need to know your password also. So remember, it's still two factors. Even if they get one, they will more than likely not have the second factor.
Boy, these
hackers, they don't quit, do they? Okay. All right, just when you think it's hard enough. But okay, I guess these are important things. And again, having the passwords and then changing them from time to time, or changing the ones that you're given as the default. Because most of us, I guess, when you have the cable or the internet, right, usually I know from the past, I'd have relatives, there, it's usually just taped to the side of the refrigerator, David.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, what's the password around here? It's on the refrigerator. All right. Maybe that's not the best thing to do, I guess. All right. So the hackers are out there. And so obviously people have felt it's not necessarily the company's fault in the case here at Disney. It's just that it's brand new. And so it was there for the hacking, I guess, right?
Anything brand new, they're going to try to get. And apparently they found thousands of passwords, usernames and passwords already that work. So, and they're for sale on the dark web. Now, I'm not sure how that would affect the end user, because I don't think Disney Plus is going to charge you more for more content, but it's just the fact that someone else now is using your username and password to enjoy Disney Plus and not paying a nickel for it.
Yeah, jerks.
Not happening. No, not happening.
We don't want that. All right. David Snell has got all the information and things you need to know about this latest tech news. And David, where do people go?
You can go to my website, expertit.com. Click on my blog link, or you can go to 959wate.com and follow Rob and Lisa.
All right. Thank you, David.
Have a great day.
You too.